Sowing Beside All Waters. St. Helena, California, June 18, 1907. The commission that Christ gave to his disciples was not merely for the building up of his cause in a few places. Every nation on the earth was to have the light of sacred truth. The churches that have not, by Christian zeal and activity, been light-bearers to some needy part of the Lord's vineyard, have failed to fulfill the commission of Christ. Consider the work that our churches in America have done to extend the knowledge of the truth in foreign fields. Has not this promoted the work of the message in our own country? Has it not lent power and influence to the cause of present truth at home? Had the money and labor that have been given to the cause in other lands been confined to the work in the homeland, would not the church have lost materially in spiritual life? God has been honored in the work that has been done for the people in distant lands. We must increase our liberalities to missions, and while we increase our labor and our gifts for foreign fields, we must not neglect the work that needs to be done at home. The message is given to us at this time: act your part in your home field. There is a decided work to be done in all our cities and towns. Had the churches labored faithfully for the cities and towns in which they are located, a great work would have been done in bringing the message of present truth before the people of all nationalities in America, and multitudes would have accepted the truth, and with the burden of communicating to their countrymen the light they had received, they would have gone forth as missionaries to their home fields. Thus thousands would have been reached that are yet unwarned, and the foreign fields that now have so few workers would have hundreds of laborers engaged in teaching the truths of the third angel's message. The Lord designed that the cities of America should be thoroughly warned, that her people, gathered here from many nations, should be converted to carry the message of warning to all the world. Had the commission of Christ been accepted in all its fullness by the people of God, a great and noble work would be accomplished that is still to be done. Commercial interests would have been made of secondary importance. The command, "Go ye into all the world," Mark 16, verse 15, would have closed the door to selfish indulgence and needless expenditure of means for dress and adornments. The Lord would have opened the way for the truth to extend to all the world. Our field is the world. Repeated again and again, our field is the world. We rejoice for those who have made a willing offering of their property to the Lord. We encourage all to help with their means in the cause of God. Christians who are fully awake to the needs of the work will not spend the Lord's money needlessly. They will consider the great missionary field to be worked, and viewing their obligations in the light of the cross of Calvary, they will consider no sacrifice too great to make for him who gave his life for the life of the world. The Lord is calling upon his people to take up different lines of missionary work. Those who are in the highways and the hedges are to hear the saving gospel message. Church members are to do evangelistic work in the homes of their friends and neighbors who have not received full evidence of the truth. The presentation of the truth in love and sympathy, from house to house, is in harmony with the instruction that Christ gave to his disciples when he sent them out on their first missionary tour. By songs of praise to God, by humble, heartfelt prayers, by a simple presentation of Bible truth in the family circle, many will be reached. The divine worker will be present to send conviction to hearts. "I am with you always," is his promise. Matthew 28, verse 20. With the assurance of the abiding presence of such a helper, we may labor with faith and hope and courage. All who surrender themselves to God in unselfish service for humanity are in cooperation with the Lord of glory. This thought sweetens all toil. It braces the will. It nerves the spirit for whatever may befall. Working with unselfish heart, ennobled by being partakers of Christ's sufferings, sharing his sympathies, they help to swell the tide of his joy and bring honor and praise to his exalted name. Precious are God's promises to those who minister in his name. He says, "Then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thine health shall spring forth speedily. Thou shalt call, and the Lord shall answer. Thou shalt cry, and he shall say, Here am I. Thy light shall rise in obscurity, and thy darkness be as the noonday. And the Lord shall guide thee continually, and satisfy thy soul in drought, and make fat thy bones. And thou shalt be like a watered garden, and like a spring of water, whose waters fail not." Isaiah 58, verse 8 to 11.